Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Voice of Chaos.
guys, it's Loz,
Cedric,
Tim,
and Az
from Only Ghosts Remain. Keep it tuned to Voice of Chaos.
All right, guys, this is Birdo, and you're listening to The Voice of Chaos, of course. Where else would you be listening? I have got the fantastic guys from Only Ghosts Remain with me after speaking to Loz for quite some time over email, and you've probably heard their dulcet tones come through on a couple of our stings in between tracks. It's nice to finally get the guys over the magic of the internet, I guess, which I suppose everyone's doing a bit of that nowadays with COVID and whatnot. Guys, thank you very much for joining. How are we all doing? Yeah,
great. Thank you. Good. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks for having us, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's I'm glad to finally meet you all in person. And for the listener, I'm doing air quotes. Of course, everyone can see that. Jesus, no wonder I'm on radio. All right, so we're just going to have a bit of a chin wag this evening, and I believe you guys are dropping, well, I don't believe, I know you guys are dropping a fantastic new track because I've been privileged to take a bit of a listen to it and I really quite dig it. Tell me about the new single that's coming out on the 30th of October.
So it's our new single called Shades of Grey. Shit, I don't know.
That's the gist.
I know, right? Oh, the film clip. Yeah. Our drummer did the film clip, which is epic.
Nice.
And Az produced the song because he does all of our songs.
Yeah. We're at this stage, we're a fully self-recorded, self-produced band.
Really impressed by that. So what? This would be single number 5 that you've dropped. Would that be right?
Yeah.
All of us are counting in our head.
Sitting there doing the quick cut. Hang on, we're running out of fingers here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we're in trouble.
Unreal. And I mean, I've got to admit, I was sitting there having a bit of a look going, wow, that is a lot of tracks in such a short amount of time. That's unreal. I mean, was this the plan all along to sort of drop a consistent amount of tracks, or is this a lead up to an album or an EP, or you're just embracing the fact that we've been able to self-produce and self-record, just get it out there when you can?
Yeah, I think the plan was to try and keep it consistent. I don't think we have any big plans to do albums, seeing as, you know, with streaming, it's kind of redundant. Yeah, so I think the plan is just every 3-4 months, drop something new, keep people interested. That's it. Once we've got enough, we can throw together an album.
Mm-hmm. No, I love the idea. I mean, it's something that we've talked about on the show. In the new streaming world, gone are the days of sort of waiting for a mass-produced album. And I love the idea of bands being able to self-record, self-produce if they've got the skills and get it out there so that there's just this constant drop of great new music. And, I mean, we're in a world now where it's very well saturated and it's nice to see something fresh coming through on a regular basis. I mean, it's probably how I managed to come across you guys is the fact that it was like, ooh, new music, new band. Oh, wow. Oh, look, there's another new track, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of looking into you guys, but that doesn't help any of the listeners who have no idea about Only Ghosts Remain. I'm going to ask the most boring question probably out there, but how did this come about? And give us the history for the new listeners.
Okay, all the guys are looking at me.
You started it.
I did. It's all my fault. So I moved.
I like that.
Yeah, this is all my fault. I'm sorry. I moved back to Cairns a couple of years ago after being away and doing a lot of singing. And, yeah, I just put something out on Facebook. I'm just looking for some people to make some loud noise with and came across these knuckleheads. And we clicked from like the first jam. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. Been a very fast 2.5 years or something.
Yeah, it's been pretty quick. Yeah.
That's unreal. And I mean, you've by the looks of things, you've been out on the scene quite consistently gigging up until, I suppose, COVID. How has COVID impacted you guys? And it must be killing you not being on stage, given the fact that it looked like you were on there every other week at one stage there.
Yeah, Rona's a bitch.
We have had time to work on a video.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
Yep.
Get some final done. So that's the plus of it.
I really dug the video. I've got to admit, I was sitting there watching it this afternoon, and I just think that is cool. Nice work, man. That's great. I think the thing I really liked about it was it didn't – you had a bit of a story being told in the video with the scenes cut into the black and white scenes cutting to, I assume it's maybe a friend of the band's.
Yeah.
But then continually coming back to the band playing. And I'm a big fan of the old school, you know, way back when the video clips where it was just the band playing. I want to watch you guys do what you do best. It's nice to see all these really cool arty sort of video clips, but sometimes I just want to see the band play their instruments.
That's how
we felt, actually.
That was my one prerequisite for our first music video. I'm like, you have to have the band playing it. That's my only prerequisite.
That's awesome. Tell us about one of the questions I've carried over ever since I've started Voice of Chaos, come about from one of the guys I used to do this with. He was an absolute gear whore. So this is your opportunity to absolutely spruik the gear you guys use. What's your rigs? What's your instruments? Go for it.
Let's get some sponsorship deals. Go, boys.
There you go. Spruik it away.
Okay, Cedric and I both use Ibanez guitars and basses. Tim's a fan of Pearl drums. Loz likes Shure microphones. But as far as like stage setup and all that goes, we don't use real amps or anything like that. We're 100% digital on stage. So we run guitars and bass and drums and everything, vocals, and we run backing tracks with like keyboards and effects and things like that. And yeah, everything just goes through the computer as on a session, and it's everything like, yeah, pretty much all of the like, all of the guitar pedal effects changes and things like that are all automated into the session. So the computer does everything pretty much. And we just preset. We do our own in-ear monitor mixes and things like that. We all wear in-ears on stage, and we get our mixes how we want them at rehearsals beforehand, so we can just turn up, plug everything in, and have awesome sound, and we don't need to worry about wedge mixes on stage or anything like that. And we just give our lines to front of house, and they do their job, and we've already done ours. So,
that is fantastic. And I love the fact that tech has actually allowed that to happen. I mean, it's been a long time since I've played on stage, but certainly it used to be a pain in the ass when you brought all your gear with you and you just can't get the sound right. It's nothing frustrating, and it can make a good show feel really bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus
you need more roadies.
That's it. You need roadies for the amount of shit you want to take.
Oh God, the amount of free beers I had to give away to get people to love my. I used to have a 400 watt SWR working man's amp, and I tell you what, it was a heavy son of a bitch. And I got to the point where I turned around to a couple of mates of mine and said, "Yep, I won't drink that night. You guys get it out of my car. You guys put it back into my car." And it just magically appeared on stage, and they magically appeared drunk. Whatever. Okay, going back to my first point, I'm bloody lazy.
Oh, that's good, man. That's very entrepreneurial of you. Get other people to do it all for you.
That's it. Yeah, it was about the only time I did feel kind of rock star-like. With the borders coming down, what's the plans for you guys? Are you looking to get on the road anytime soon, or looking to just record for a little bit, or just playing it by ear to see whether or not you can travel with a certain degree of comfort?
I was just going to say, option C, play it by ear, I guess. Yeah. Like. It's all up in the air at the moment.
Tassie's open, isn't it, from next week?
Tassie already open. already open. So if that stays that way, look, I might as well put it out there right now so it's in the recorded, is sometime next year that Edge Live concert that I said I was going to get off this year, it will happen next year. You guys happen to be in my state, I'm just going to have to put you on stage. What can I say?
That's true. You will, definitely.
It's just got to happen. Exactly. No, that's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Invite accepted, right?
Yeah, that's it. Name the date.
I really hope to see you guys down here at some point. It'd be fantastic. And I think there's a lot of there'll be a lot of people down here who hopefully will really get on board with your music. If they're not already, I don't know why. It clearly shows I don't listen to all my shows and I'm a bit disappointed. But I think you guys have got a phenomenal sound. And what I like about it is a nice mix of heavy and melodic without going into that. Sometimes you get these bands, that, particularly with a female lead, where it's the same generic sort of heavy band operatic vocals.
And I
really like the style you guys are pushing, which is fantastic. It's so far you've dropped 5 singles and 5 hits as far as I'm concerned, or dropping 5 singles. Who manages your social media? Because someone is on absolute fire. You? I love it. It's one of the things I'm a big fan on, is seeing bands really doing their socials, getting as many fans out there, and I love it. I'm particularly loving your music facts.
Yeah.
I think that's phenomenal.
Some of those are pretty messed up.
Some of them, I sit there going, geez, I thought I knew a thing or two. I don't know shit.
No, that's right. Some of them I've written, I'm like, is this real? Maybe I need to do some more research before I put this out there.
All right, so I'm going to put you guys on the spot then. You put it up for only what? It was, it wasn't the most recent one. It was just before that. If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would do?
Quit my day job.
Yeah, for sure.
We could record and play more.
Make more music.
Awesome.
What about you, Berto? What would you do?
Oh, geez. I'd probably actually go and run the station. I really would. If I won the lottery and didn't have to work, I'd love to run the station. I mean, being that it's community radio, we all do it voluntarily, which is why sometimes it's really hard to get a hold of me. it's a real passion of mine, that damn station. Just turn around and go there every day and run, that'd be wicked. And then I could really turn it from being what it is to more of a metal station, slowly and surely from the inside. I'm noticing more and more the guys who come through and I train. There seems to be a lot more people coming through who are suddenly into heavy stuff. Tell me a little bit, like, what's on the horizon for you guys? What's the big plan? Just to put you right on the side. I'd like your 5, 10, and 20-year plans.
Wow. Record a heap more music and hit the road when we can.
Yeah.
Keep doing what we're doing and living the dream.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, guys, I really have to say I'm impressed by seeing a band. But one, I can tell you guys have got serious chemistry, so that is awesome. And just seeing how hard you've worked, and even the amount of work going on, even due to these times of COVID, is really, I think, for anyone looking to get into music or even young bands who might be out there struggling, I think you guys are really someone they should, look up to. And keep it up. I'm loving it. You guys will always have a home on The Voice of Chaos, so keep hitting me up. And
cheers.
Really appreciate having you guys on for a bit of a chinwag.
Thanks, Berto.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having us, mate.
Yeah. We'll be right back. punishment or a fall from grace? Are there two sides to the same coin?
Two sides to the coin.
Or does reason break those laws? Enlightenment, we see too far. But will it save us?
Can you hear me? inside.